首先要谢谢阻碍之家昨天有相当多的弟兄姊妹参加我跟 George 父亲的这个追思礼拜。
First of all, I would like to give gratitude and thanks to many of you who have attended the funeral service of both I myself and my brother George's father's funeral service.
好，我没有想到这么样的一个远途，大家还这样的费心，我们非常的感动跟感谢。
It is really out of our expectation that even during this long journey, many of you showed up, and we truly would like to thank you from the bottom of our heart.
刚刚在敬拜的时候，我想跟大家分享，我坐在那里的时候，心里有个感动，说这一群的孩子中间，有人将来会是神国大将。
As I was hearing the praise given by the children, of the sudden I have an inspiration in my heart. I feel that one day one of the children will become an elite soldier in God's kingdom.
所以我现在有个祷告，不是为了这讲道，而是让我们有一种的眼光，是从上帝的眼光来看待所有的人事物。
And therefore, I have a move in my heart. What I'm hoping for is that we no longer have an earthly view about earthly thing, but rather we have a heavenly view to view the things happen on this earth.
所以我们一起祷告。
So may we pray.
天父，我们相信你在我们中间赐给我们养育、教育下一代的这样一个特权。
And Lord, we thank you. We believe that you have entrusted us a privilege of teaching and raising up our next generation.
主，我们相信刚才在我们面前唱歌舞蹈的这些孩子中间，将来会从他们当中兴起神国大将。
And we believe one of the children who just sang the song,one of them will become a lead soldier in God's kingdom in the future.
主啊，你愿你的旨意在他们生命中间成就。
And Lord, may your will be done in them.
主啊，所以他们可能不止一个人，将来长大的时候说，我们曾经在阻碍之家被上帝所得着。
And Lord, may those children, one or more of them, when they grew up,that one day they will think that we have been raised in HOCL before.
谢谢主与我们同在。
And Lord, we thank you for you being in the midst of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 好，我今天讲完道以后，还想跟大家在主日学的时候继续有一些分享，
所以
先预告一下。
So after sermon, I would like to use some time with some of you in the Sunday school, and I would like to have more sharing with you.
如果在座有信仰的疑问，我非常乐意留下来跟大家交流。
If you do have any question about faith, I'm very willing to stay behind and to have some more communication with you.
并且也跟大家介绍一个移动学习的主日学的一种的方式。
And I would like to introduce a mobile Sunday school with you.
好，现在我先跟大家分享今天要跟大家分享的一个对基督徒非常重要的一个分野。
So today I would like to share with you a very important dividing point in the Christianity journey of faith.
十字架是我们信仰的中心。
Cross is the center of our faith.
只是这个十字架有两重不同的看法。
And however, the cross represents a twofold meaning.
有一层的是对着这两重的十字架的看法都正确。
Both views about the cross, they are all correct.
一个是上帝的儿子为我死。
One is the Son of God. He has died for me.
这是关乎我们的。另外一个是这个十字架是代表神的儿子降世为人，把荣耀整个归回给上帝。
In other fold of meaning is that the Son of God descend on this earth, and now he's going to return all the glory back to our God.
所以 一个重要的地方是对于我，对于你。
So one important is that his death become a significant for you and me.
可是我们常常不太理解的，他有一个更崇高，从上帝为什么要这样做的，从上帝的角度跟原因，那是有关上帝的荣耀。
And however, there is another meaning which transcends our understanding that is something to do with God's glory.
所以一个十字架它有两面，一个是首要重要的是上帝的荣耀。
And therefore, the cross represents two meanings. One is primary, has something to do with God's glory.
但是次要的就是关乎我们了。
And however, there is another secondary meaning. It has something to do with us.
所以一个关乎我们，一个关乎上帝。
And therefore, one meaning has something to do with us, and other has something to do with God.
但是如果对这个不清楚的话，就会形成基督徒的错误的神学观。
If we don't have a good understanding about this too, then it will affect our understanding about the theology.
如果这个认识不清楚，会是这样。
If we are confused about this understanding, something like this will happen.
在基督徒里面
And among the Christians,
会成为这两种中间的其中一型。
And you will become one of these two types.
或者是两种中间的混合型。
Or you will become the mix among these two.
是叫做一个猫的神学或者狗的神学。
One is called the cat theology, another one is the dog theology.
但是这两种人看到的都是一样的，有一件事情是一样的。
And however, both of them, they are seeing one thing exactly.
就是看见上帝你宠爱我。
And one thing is they both see,God, you have pampered me.
然后他看到主人喂养我。
And God, you have provided me.
你提供 IBM, 提供 Poughkeepsie, 给我这么好的环境，你非常的爱我。
You have given me job, you have given me good environment, you love me.
这个是他们的共同的看法。
And this is the view shared among both of them.
但是会得到不同的结论。
And however, they will have two different conclusions.
这种猫的基督徒他会得到这样一个结论。
So the cat theology will conclude the thing like this.
你对我这么好，
If you are so good to me,
那我一定是上帝。
Then I must be God.
然后对另外的狗的看法，
And however from dog points of view,
他对主人的看法，
And how he view the master.
你对我这么好，
If you are so good to me,
你什么都可以，
If you're willing to do anything for me,
你一定是上帝。
You must be God.
这个就是成为了一种猫狗不同的神学观的基督教。
So the theology concluded differently as from a cat point of view or dog point of view.
这本书啊，后来成为宣教训练中必读的。
And this particular book become the essential book that all the missionaries must read.
如果将这个首要的跟次要的这两个颠倒以后呢，这个基督徒会是这样子。
If we flip the priority of the of these two, the Christians, the result of Christian will be like this.
我来到了主爱之家。
I come to HOCL.
然后我认识了耶稣。
And now I come to know Jesus.
我得救了。
I'm saved.
我得救啦。
Well, I'm saved.
他觉得这一生就是这样。
The person might think this will be it for my life.
这样的基督徒如果是在中产阶级过年的话，他家里的春联应该是这样的。
If this is such a person who is a middle class person, he's during the Chinese New Year, he may put up the words like this.
全高位众福禄寿。
Now I have all the blessings and authorities.
子孙成器正八方。
And I have many children who are doing well.
能够继续往上升，然后家人都移民，然后都住在一起。
I continue to prosper and all my family live together.
如果孩子不念 UPenn, 也要念 MIT.
If the kids won't go to UPenn, at least they can attend MIT.
整个的希望就是 God bless me.
And all their center view is God bless me.
所以这样的但是另外一种的基督徒若是以首要的为首要。
And however, another Christian who knows how to put the first,
就是以不但是我得救了。
Not only I'm saved.
我得救不过是个起点。
I'm merely have a good starting point.
我了解了那个小的十字架。
I understand the secondary meaning of the cross.
但是我更看到原本这个整个的上帝的救赎是为了整个宇宙将上帝应当得的荣耀整个归还给他。
However, now I have a heavenly point of view. I know the salvation and the meaning of the cross is that I should return back all the glory to our Creator.
因此这一生还要有一个不止息的一个追求，是如何这一生能够让神得着荣耀。
And therefore, there will be endless goal for this life to pursue in order to give God all the glory.
所以所有的弟兄姊妹在这里要让大家看见，我们的信仰不只是个人得救，还有更进一步。
And therefore, what I'm going to share with you is that we are not here to try to merely to have salvation personally, but we should go further.
就是我要荣耀你。
That is, I want to glorify you, God.
所以刚才提到这两型的典型，包含了所有基督徒或在这两个光谱中间游移的。
So I just typify two types of Christians, and perhaps some of them are mixed in between these two.
猫的个性就是主人来 serve 它。
So the temperament of a cat is, may the master serve me.
所以它的祷告都是以自我做中心的。
And therefore all of its prayer is all self-centered.
所以它想见的事情超过不了周家。
And therefore, whatever I'm concerning cannot get out of the child's family.
但是有如果是了解狗性的话，你就知道狗是对于主人何等的忠心。
And however, if you understand the temperament of the dog, you understand the dog revolves around his master.
所以这两型的基督徒或者综合型的就有了一种祝福我的一种心态，或是说我来一生荣耀上帝。
And therefore, these two animals typify two types of Christian. One is self-centered, always asking God, may you bless me. However, another type is, I have a desire to glorify you.
然而这两型在圣经上面都可以找得到圣经的根据。
And yet both types can be found in the scripture.
并不能说绝对的完全的排除另外一方面上帝所给带给我们的启示。
In terms of theology, they are not mutually exclusive.
但所以我们现在就要去了解到底什么是终极主要的。
And however, here we are trying to understand what is the utmost importance.
什么是相对次要的。
What is the secondary importance.
所以我跟大家先讲了前面两样都很重要，但是有一个是更重要，有一个是次要的。
And however, I'm here to share with you that one thing is more important than the other.
如果这样的一种的比重如果没有弄清楚的话，就会产生了不同的价值观。
If you don't know how to weigh both, then you will conclude a different type of value system in you.
不同的价值观会产生不同的人生观。
If you don't have with a different value system, you will shape yourself into a different personality.
不同的人生观其实对你我会带出不同的结局，这一点是很多人不知道的事情。
And little did we know, because we have a different view of life, it will have a different result, and this is very, very important to us.
所以这个 其实我今天跟大家讲的是我一系列的讲道里面的第三讲。
And actually, today's sermon is one of the three, which is the last sermon of a series I gave.
但是这个最原始的是一位 Bob 牧师，他是上帝给他的，叫做高猫狗神学大不同。
However, the sermon is based on the idea given by Pastor Bob. He talked about cat and dog theology.
当这样子的对于十字架、对于信仰有看法不同的时候，他就会带出基督徒对于付出也不同。
If you we have a different view about the cross and its meaning, then you will carry out a different type of devotion and labor generated from cat or dog.
虽然都在一个教会聚会，虽然都是在一个教会的基督徒，或者都是华人，但是这里面带出来最后的结局，这个结局还不是像我父亲昨天是他的 funeral 不是结局。
And however, if even though we may worship under the same roof of a church, even though we may be all Chinese, and yet if we have a different understanding, it will result differently. Just like I need to give you an understanding. The funeral of my father yesterday is not the end of his life.
真正的结局不在今世，你会看见。
The true result of your life cannot be seen in this life.
而那一个看不见的才是一个要命的事情，因为猫狗奖赏、猫狗永恒大不同。
But what is more important is the unseen one, because the cat and the reward of cat and dog, they are very different.
我有女儿。
I have a daughter.
如果有不同的男士在追求她，
If there are different single guys, they want to show their love and interest to my daughter.
有一个在 IBM 上班，
One of them works for IBM.
一个在 Google，
One works for Google.
一个在 Microsoft，
And one works for Microsoft.
你说我女儿嫁给谁比较好？
And could you tell me which one should my daughter pick?
Google， 怎么 IBM 家是嫁出 Google 的
？Unexpected enter from the IBM town。
如果有哪一个父母亲能够看到这一个女婿三十年以后，他可能就会告诉女儿说，应该选 Google、IBM 还是 Microsoft， right？
And however, can you imagine if a parent can tell what happened 30 years after, and now the parents can tell the daughter which either Google, IBM, or Microsoft the daughter should pick.
如果我看出来三十年以后会是怎么样的话，我会跟我女儿说，赶快嫁给他。
If I can tell 30 years after what is going to turn out to be, I'm going to tell my daughter, you pick the guy.
Because I did.
因为我真的看到了。
今年大概是一月份。
And actually, January this year.
我女儿的男朋友有一天呢，我女儿不在家的时候。
One day, my daughter's boyfriend, while my daughter wasn't home,
他来见我跟我太太。
He came to my house to see my wife and I.
我们很紧张，他很 serious.
We are very uptight and nervous, and because we can tell he's very serious.
我不知道他还跟我们说什么。
I don't know what was going to tell me.
他就跟我说，他说我正式的想问问这个钟牧师跟师母，我可不可以征得你们的同意。我想娶你们的女儿。
He came to my house and to me and my wife say, Reverend Chow and Mrs. Chow, I'm here to formally ask for a permission to marry your daughter.
结果你知道发生什么事？
Do you know what happened afterwards?
我哭了。
I cried.
我恨不得我女儿嫁给他。
I truly, my deepest desire to have my daughter married to him.
哎呀，这是我梦寐以求，我女儿要嫁给的女婿嘛。
It is my dream one day my daughter could marry him.
当然我女儿不知道这个事情。
Of course, my daughter didn't know about this.
后来过了一个月。
A month later.
有一天，我这个未来女婿呢，带了我女儿呢。去洛杉矶的一个电影院看电影。
My future son-in-law brought my daughter to a movie theater in L.A.
然后那因为天这个里面暗暗的，所以他们就中间坐下来。
Because it's very dark in the theater, so they went to the theater. Both of them sat down.
然后就看这个预告片。
And they see start to see some of the commercial of the movie.
一半突然之间那个 video 改了。
In the middle of the playing, the video changed.
改成他们两个之间拍，有朋友帮他们拍好的罗曼史。
And become the journey of their pictures, which were taken by their friends.
然后我女儿才发现，原来整个电影院都是她的朋友。
And all of a sudden, my daughter found out all the people in the movie theater are her friends.
然后在我的女婿在现场灯打开以后跟她求婚。
And then the theater turned on the light, and my future son-in-law bowed down and requested for marriage.
我们两方的家长其实都坐在里面。
And actually, the parents of both sides were all in the theater.
我女儿哭了
，and my daughter cried。
我也哭了
，I cried also。
我又哭了。哎，你知道吗？这个 future 是很重要的，对和不对，千金难买。早知道，我必须要早一点要知道。
Because what is unseen in the future is priceless. Don't we all really know what future is going to turn out to be?
只是在人世间，你知道有多少事情是你能够早一点知道的吗？
But do you know, is there anything in this world we could predict, and only if I would have known?
如果有人告诉你，你应该做这个做那个，前面这十年会很辛苦，二十年以后我保证你一定会非常非常成功。我现在问你，你听还是不听？
If someone told you if you are going to labor hard for the first 10 years and facing all the difficulties, however, you're going to prosper for the next 20 years, are you going to listen?
你听不听?
Are you going to listen?
你不能这样随便听啊。
Maybe you take it casually, you don't care?
这些很多骗子啊。
Because there are many deceivers out there.
这是要看谁跟你讲的，他有没有根据告诉你，你这十年可能会很辛苦，但是以后会非常怎么样？这是要看他有没有这个权威告诉你。
It really depends on who told you, because the one whether he has the authority to predict your future, then we need to is the one who is saying is more important.
如果现在有一个人，他有绝对的权威，他告诉你。你今生如果怎么样，你在永恒一定怎么样。
If here is someone who has the absolute authority of life, and here is he telling you, if you do something right now on this earth, it will affect your future in heaven.
我可以告诉你。
I can tell you.
大部分的基督徒。
Most of Christians.
不一定真的去听。
May not truly listen to the word.
因为圣经就是绝对上帝的权威，告诉我们这一生如果如何，那时候将一定会怎么样怎么样。
Because Bible, the scripture, has the absolute authority of life. And whatever it tells us is from God. He tells us whatever we do in this life, it will affect our future in heaven.
因为我们对于那个永恒里面发生的事情其实是非常的模糊，没把握，不太相信，存留了不少的问号。
And actually we have many fuzzy idea and very vague about our future in heaven. Actually we have many question marks in our heart.
这个就是我今天要跟大家分享。
And this is the very thing I would like to share with you today.
差不多在十二年前有一个礼拜一的早上。
About 12 years ago, one Monday morning,
我到了跟我的朋友都是传道人的一个聚集。
I was in a gathering held by many preachers and pastors.
那是我们礼拜一牧师们休息的日子，我们就在一起敬拜啊，有时候聚会。那天我去了稍微晚一点。
Monday is considered the off days for pastors, and therefore all the pastors, we used that day to come together to fellowship and to worship. And that day, I attend the meeting late.
我发现那边已经有一个外来讲员正在分享他的见证。
And when I arrived, I found out there was already an outside speaker giving a speech.
他大概差不多将近八十岁左右的一位老先生。
He was about 80 years old man.
他讲他在不久之前有一个开刀的这个复原的过程中间，他被提到天上去。
He was sharing that not long ago he had a surgical operation, and during the operation and soon after he was lifted to heaven.
他在那个天上看到圣山。看到那个天使跳舞，还被他被上帝引导到一个地方，他跟上帝对话。
And he was seeing angels and holy mountains, and he was transported before God.
然后他有很多的问题，上帝回答了他。
And he had many questions, and God answered him.
他要离开之前，有一个天使跟他说：“你必须要离开。
”Before he departed, one of the angels told him, "You have to leave now."
他现在有一条吊桥，你现在要从这里回去。
And here is a bridge. You need to go through that bridge.
他说，哦，对了，这条路上不好走，这个给你。
And the angel say, "Well, this will be a difficult road. And here I'm going to give you something."
他就拍了他的手一下，然后这个就他从病床上就醒过来了。
And so the angel touched his hand. And all of a sudden. This old man woke up from his sick bed.
然后他发现他的手上有一个十字架。
And once he opened his hand, he found a cross in his hand.
他的太太跟女儿就拿了个笔记本说：“你刚才在跟什么人说话？你刚才讲这些话，我们都记下来，但是我们不知道你在跟谁说话。”
And his wife and daughter were on his sick bed, took the note and asked him, "What You had a conversation with someone, but we didn't know what you were saying."
这位老先生呢，他的名字叫做孙伯坚跟黄晓东。
And this old man, his name is 孙伯坚黄晓东。
我们中间有没有人听过他的名字
？I don't know any of you have heard of his name.
只有两位啊。
Only two.
好。他们的背景是什么就不重要。
And his background is not important here.
你知道那个现场的人最震惊的人是我。
Do you know what the one who were shocking the most? It is me.
因为我前一天的晚上
，Because the night before，
我是个牧师
，I'm a pastor myself。
礼拜天完了以后就是我休息的时间。
Sunday night is my off day。
我那天在睡觉以前，我记得我跪在我的床边，我做了这样一个祷告。
Before I go to bed, I kneel down, I pray.
我从来没做过这么无聊的祷告。
I never pray such boring prayer.
因为我觉得这个其实呢，基督徒的生活还有有的时候牧师也感觉挺无聊的。
And actually, a life of pastor sometimes is quite mundane and boring.
所以我就做了一个这样一个祷告，我说上帝啊。
And therefore, I gave a prayer like this. I say, God,
我从来没有去过天堂。
I have never been to heaven.
你找一个人去过天堂的。
Can you send someone who has been to heaven?
然后那个来跟我讲天堂长什么样。
And tell me what heaven looks like.
我奉主耶稣的名祷告。
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我没想到我随便祷告第二天居然碰到一个人，不是他把我吓坏了。
And I little did I know I pray casually the day after now I have seen this person.
Oh, by the way, 这个孙伯坚这个老先生就是台湾的一个电视的歌星啊。
And if you don't know, Sun Bojian was a singing star back in Taiwan.
我跟大家讲的意思说什么呢?
What I'm going to, the purpose of sharing this to you is,
你对另外一个世界没有清楚概念, 一定会影响你这一生糊里糊涂地过下去。
If you don't have a clear understanding about your future, then how the life you live is you are going to live casually.
如果你对那个即将未来要发生的事情越确定，你今天一定不一样。
If you have a true understanding about future, then you will live differently today.
你看看有一个人，这个家伙的生活真是怪怪极了。
Let's see a person like this who live a very strange life.
我很快地讲一下这个人呢，他说他多受劳苦，多次关到监牢里面，还被打，鞭打很多次。
Let me share with you this person's life really quickly. This person worked really hard and had been thrown in prison and has been flogged.
我们中间多少人你长大之前，长大的时候被鞭打过有没有？
I want to see show of hand. Any of you have been flogged prior today? There's one.
对啊，我现在被那个老师拿鞭子鞭我打屁股啊！我爸爸拿那个拖鞋力打我。
I remember when I was young, I was kind of flogged and punished by my father and my teachers.
不过这个鞭子不一样，这个鞭子是很可怕的。这个罗马的鞭子，每一打五次，不是啊，每一次打39下。
And now we have to understand this is a different whip. This is a whip from Roman soldiers, and it can hurt you severely. And each time they will whip you 39 times.
你看他这个家伙还说被棍子打了三次，被石头打一次，船坏了三次，到江河的危险，盗贼的危险，然后这个生活非常的颠簸，有很多时候吃不饱，又寒冷，还为宗教会担心，天天的感觉非常 burden。 有多少人很喜欢这种的 lifestyle？
And let's see this person. This person has been beaten by rods and pelted by stones, and he was going through shipwreck, and he went through many dangers in rivers and on land, and he labored very hard and going through life without sleep. Would you like to go through this life?
偶尔碰到就认了。And
sometimes you may encounter, and you say, well, perhaps I would take it.
但是这个家伙是自己选的。
And however, this is a role picked by this person.
你改行就好了吗?
And you may say to him, why don't you change your job?
你到那个地方去传道，当然要打你了。
Why do you go to dangerous place? Of course you suffer.
你不要再挨打，你就不要再去就好了吗?
If you don't want to be beaten, just don't go.
这个人怎么会继续干下去呢?
And how foolish is this person continue on this type of journey?
原来这个人他当 之前他有另外一种眼光。
And because prior to this, he had a different view in life.
他原来是一个逼迫基督徒的。
He was a persecutor of Christians.
他也害死基督徒的。
And he killed Christians.
后来他成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Only after he became an apostle and disciple of Christ.
原来这他有不同的一个看见。
Because he had a different view in life.
以至于他的一生就跟中产阶级的一生何等的不同。
And so he turned out to be quite abnormal, out of usual.
所以在圣经上面这样说，他是搅乱天下的，他是鼓动天下生乱的。
So according to scripture, people gave a comment that he is the one that stirred up the world and created chaos.
圣经上面说他如同瘟疫一样。
And people commented him, he is like a plague.
有部电影就拍了他这个使徒保罗叫做翻天覆地一使徒。
And there's a movie about this person, Paul, who turned the world around.
我们要问为什么现在华人教会不太出现像这样的人。
We need to ask ourselves, how come we Chinese Christians seldom to have a person like him? Because we Christian, we Chinese Christian, we are in we know how to calculate our future, how to plan our future. We are experts.
我们要不是追求美国梦。
Either we are pursuing American dream,
要不然就回到中国投入中国梦。
And or we return to China and to pursue our Chinese dream.
我们有我们对我们自己一生的一个非常好的一种规划，对儿女、对儿孙、对这 IRA 或者是你的退休账户 Social Security 都很会计算。
We always plan for our future regarding to our retirement plan, IRA, 401k, and so on. Also for our children.
何必像这样的人干嘛
？Why should we be like the person like Paul？
不进 IBM 就要进 Google。
If we don't go to IBM, then we pick Google。
进不了 Google， 进 Microsoft。
If we couldn't go to Google, we go to Microsoft。
付出这一生值得吗
？Paid it all for this life, is this worthy？
谈什么永生
？Why we talk about eternity？
就算是有永生吧。
Even though there is such thing as eternal life。
不过永生不过是换张床，从那医院的病床换到那个比较干净一点的床。
And eternal life merely just changing bed from the sick bed in the hospital to a better, cleaner bed, isn't it？
因为我们对未来对永恒。没有清楚概念
because we don't have a clear understanding about eternity and our future.
但是刚才那个叫做保罗这个奇葩，原来他曾经在说这段圣经之前十四年，他被提到三层天，他见到了乐园，听见了隐秘的言语。
However, the person we just mentioned, Paul, who had been through all the trials and tribulation.Before that, he had an experience who had been lifted to the third heaven.
原来有一些未来在永恒里面的事情已经 pent， 已经在他的里面，他里面知道那永恒在未来会发生什么。
It turns out he has seen the future and he has seen the paradise, which has registered in his heart. He knows what is about to come.
因此，这一个人在他生命的终结。他说了这几句话。
And therefore, at the end of his life, Paul said the following words.
那美好的仗我已经打过，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. The crown of righteousness is in store for me.
他跑了一个超级马拉松。
He has run a super marathon.
但是他知道那个结局是什么。
And he also knew the conclusion of the race.
他说我知道我这已经快跑完了，而我最后得到的奖赏是公义的冠冕为我存留，我知道这个是确定的。
He knows he is about to finish the race. He knows exactly that he is going to receive the crown of righteousness.
可是我们老中可能会是什么呀？
And however, we Chinese may think this way.
那美好的环游世界我环游过了。
And yet, did I have a journey around the world, have a world trip?
我最高的学历我已经读了。
Have I received the highest degree in education?
该吃的饭全部吃完了。
I have eat all sort of food.
从此以后我也不知道干嘛了。
And after that, I don't know what else to do.
这个会影响一个人现在的打算。
This will truly affect how you plan your life today.
因为保罗说
，Because Paul said，
他说我现在遇见他这个人，也不是说他没有 feeling 了。
Let us not think Paul has no feeling.
他并不是一个无敌铁金刚，说随便你打，反正我
He's not instructable.
他现在是苦，我知道是苦。
He knows what he's experiencing is suffering.
但是比起来，将来要显于我的荣耀，现在就 minor.
And however, once he compared what is about to come, he realized the suffering he's going through right now is minor.
所以他现在有一个翻译的，就是说现在的受苦跟将来要显于我的荣耀一比较起来，那就不重要。
So the translation is, the present suffering are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
他说这个不配，他说这两个东西不成比例。
He said it's not worthy to put on the same scale.
因为有 something 成为这个他能够完成超级马拉松不可能的任务。
Because there is something in him that enable him to finish this race.
所以他要在哥林多前书第啊哥林多后书第四章这里讲，他说我们这自战自轻的苦楚。
And therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, "For our light and momentary troubles,
要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀
，are achieving for us an eternal glory that for outweigh them all."
原来属灵人所顾念的并不是肉眼目前这个 material 这个世界而已。
So it is not spiritual man's care and attention of what we can see and what we can touch in this world.
我们现在看见了，我们并不否认它的存在跟真实。
We don't deny what we see or touch today.
但是这个东西是暂时的。
And however, we must know it is only temporary.
看不见的是永恒的。
What is eternal is unseen.
所以我们再看一下他刚才所给我们的整个的概念。
And therefore, let us conclude the concept Paul was giving to us.
有一个叫做暂时的苦楚。
And there is something called a momentary suffering.
是一个相对来说可以算是轻的
and it is light relatively speaking
所目一个现在的人生是可见的是暂时的
what we see in our life is only temporary
但是这个东西也很重要哎
and however it is still very important
因为他说在这一个暂时的苦楚在一个暂时的这个人生中间这一个你如何把握会影响到你未来永恒里面那更重要不得了的这一个枢纽的作用
However, if you have a proper handling and understanding of this momentary suffering, it will become a crucial key to determine your future in eternity.
这个也不一定是 suffering, 不过是我们的付出在这个短暂的人生你我的付出为上帝的付出这会产生了一个杠杆作用，太划算了。
And it may not be suffering. Sometimes it's your labor and your effort for God's kingdom, and it will play an important role and change what is about to come.
他说啊，这样的一个在今生的一个付出，会在永恒里面极重无比永远的荣耀。所看不见的是永远的。
And Paul talk about whatever we see and touch today, could be light and momentary suffering, and it will affect far outweigh them all in the future, which is unseen and eternal.
所以这一个人他的里面的信念是这样的，以至于他外在就跟我们不一样。
And therefore, because he has this understanding in him, and therefore his outward life looks very different from us.
所以他跟我们一般华人中产阶级的基督徒，他的 lifestyle 就不一样。
And therefore, he had a totally different lifestyle than us middle class Chinese.
他知道暂时的会长远的。
He knows whatever is temporal, it may affect whatever is eternal.
在90年的时候，我有一次坐一个飞机。
And I took an airplane ride during 90s.
在飞机上，我大部分时间是站的。
And most of the time in the airplane, I was standing.
我捧着一个东西。
Because I was holding something in my hands.
那个东西差不多像一包米这么重。
And it was as heavy as a bag of rice.
我坐飞机要飞到香港，再从香港飞到上海。
I intend to fly to Hong Kong, then to Shanghai.
有多少人，人家坐飞机，你想站飞机的
？Is any of you would like to stand during your airplane ride?
站飞机还捧着一包米这么重站在那边。
And not only you standing through all the way, you are also holding a bag, a weight like a bag of rice.
你说可不可以不 hold 这个这么重量的东西
？And perhaps you say why don't you let it rest? Don't hold the heavy thing like that.
因为那个东西会哭啊。
And because that thing will cry.
那是我女儿，那才一岁半。
My daughter was only 1.5 year old.
我如果放下来，她吵得全飞机都会吵。
If I sit down and she would start to cry, and
disturb
the entire airplane, and therefore I can only hold her.
真是累死我了。
I was so tired.
但是我知道。
And however I know,
这是暂时的。
This is only temporary.
因为那是我第一次带了我们周家第四代的孙女。要去见我的奶奶，我从来没见过她。
And because it is our first time, the fourth generation of Chow's family, I am able to bring my daughter to Shanghai to see my grandma, whom I have never seen.
所以我的心里就想带着我的女儿去见我从来没见过的奶奶。
And therefore, I know I can spend all the effort to carry my daughter to see my grandmother.
所以那个自战自清的苦楚。
So there is a light and momentary suffering.
当然现在她也不轻了，现在很重了。
Of course, my daughter is no longer that light. She is even heavier now.
只是我们让我们可以看见、了解。
And however, what we can see is,
我们因为知道未来，以至于可以轻看今天。
And because we know the future, and therefore we have a proper perspective about today.
但是并不是说我们在地上的这些功劳苦劳可以成就救恩。
And it doesn't mean whatever we work today can achieve salvation.
这些所有的工作不能够让我们进入天有进入天堂的资格。
And all the laboring we are doing here won't allow us to go to heaven.
因为我们不可能按照我们的行为达至上帝的标准。
Because we could never achieve God's standard by our work.
因为救恩是上帝的给予，我们不可能甚至达到千万分之一的资格。
Because salvation is the grace of God, it's a gift from God. There's no way for us to even achieve a thousandth work required by God.
我们乃是知道这是上帝的恩惠，对于那愿意接受、愿意承认自己是罪人，来到上帝面前而因此而得救的人所领受的。
It is pure the gift of God, His grace, that whoever believes in Him and come before Him, that we can be saved.
但是有一件事情要告诉你，就不是不一样。
And however, there's one thing I do need to remind you.
基督徒得救以后，未来是否有奖赏？这就跟你一生的付出就是有关系。
That's the something about reward has something you do on this earth today.
得胜的生命跟行为 ，overcoming the life and action， 这样子会带出你未来上帝在天国给你的奖赏。
An overcoming life and action will bring forth the reward in heaven God has prepared for you.
因为圣经上面告诉我们，到时候他审判的时候要告照着个人的行为报应个人。
Because according to the scripture, we will be rewarded to what we have done.
一个真的有信心的人，他的行为会改变的。
A truly faithful person, his action will change.
这个行为也带出你在上帝面前得到的奖赏。
And because of one's labor, it will produce rewards in heaven.
因为我们老中是非常 practical 的民族。
Because we Chinese, we are an ethic, very practical.
如果没有很确定的东西，老中是不会投资的。
If there is not, we are not sure of something, we won't invest.
我们老中啊，因为小孩念什么艺术，哎呀，这个真的没赚钱，没出息。
And sometimes perhaps our children would like to pursue art. We will say, well, this is not a money making career. Don't go it.
如果孩子有什么作诗的，他说你要干嘛？你将来要饿死啊。
And if our children like to write poetry, we will say, don't you're going to starve your life to death.
他说如果说 Google 说现在要 hire writer, 那赶快去，那赶快去。
Then, however, once we heard that Google is hiring writer, then we encourage our children to pursue that field.
也就是我们这种民族甚至信了主以后，那个心中的计算还是非常的非常的那个 material, 非常非常的具体。非常非常的要 incentive 才会干一点事。
And we Chinese are still very materialized our value system. Unless there is a reward, unless there is an insurance, then we will invest.
上帝创造了五分之一是中国人。
God has created the whole world with one fifth Chinese.
所以他对中国人，他也没办法，他这样告诉我们吧。
And therefore, treating such huge population of ethnic background, he said this to us.
他说：“那我先告诉你啦，我跟你讲，你这样做我会得到这样结果，你这样做我会这样祝福你。”
And therefore, God said to this race, "Well, let me tell you what you are going to get if you do this."
然后你为主上吊性命，然后他会蒙福的，受辱骂等等都会蒙福的，好吗
？If you lay down your life, you will be blessed. Is that okay?
然后建造金银宝石的工程，将来在天上有你的观念的。
If you build up this temple with gold, silver, and precious stone, then you will be credited in the future. Is that okay?
在你的地上能够明白神国投入的话，有金财宝在天。
If you truly see God's kingdom and His righteousness, you are going to save treasure in heaven.
将来会有你的赏赐。
And soon you are going to see your reward.
这些都是上帝。鼓励我们都带了一个应许，告诉我们有奖赏。
And this all is what God is trying to tell us that whatever we put and pay on this earth, we are going to receive rewards in heaven.
他说，其实你只要做一点点小事情，我都会给你一点奖赏。
He said, even if you just do little thing, I'm going to reward you.
因为碰到我们这种民族，这个是没有什么奖赏，干什么事的。
And to us, our culture, if we don't have reward, we don't have motive to do anything.
所以他这个，我也把一些整理和一些列表，然后呢，你有兴趣回去再看。
And let me give you this table. Then, if you are interested, you can review later.
告诉了我们这一些是奖赏。
The Bible tells us this.Are the rewards?
有财宝在天，最下面开始。
You're going to have treasure in heaven.
或者可以得到城。
Or you're going to have cities in heaven.
或者有天上的地方，天上的产业。
Or you're going to have inheritance in heaven.
那有的人对这个不感兴趣。
And some people say, I'm not interested.
那我到时候给你权柄好不好？
And how about I give you authority?
铁杖管辖列国的权柄。
And you are going to have scepter to rule the kingdoms.
给你一个。不得了的名号。
How about I give you a good name?
给你天生命树的果子。
I give you fruits of a tree of life.
我给你公义的冠冕。
I'm going to give you crown of righteousness.
我把神国的跟你分享。
I'm going to share God's kingdom with you.
我把更大的荣光给你。
I'm going to give you greater glory.
你跟我一同做王，一同同坐宝座。
And you're going to enthrone with me.
我觉得这个上帝够慷慨了吧。
Our God is very generous, isn't he?
我觉得他非常努力，想要鼓励老中。
And I think he's trying very, very hard to pursue Chinese.
老中如果不知道
Pursue Chinese.
如果不是名，不是权，不是利，他真的不想干什么事。
Because we Chinese are motivated by the name and the authority and money.
那如果这个再不 work, 那上帝在讲，那我告诉你，那不干这个事会得什么效果？
And if it still couldn't motivate us, then God said, then I'm going to tell you, if you don't do it, what will happen afterwards?
你拒绝救恩，就在上帝的审判之下，永死地狱的审判。
If you receive to receive the salvation, you are going to be under the judgment of God's righteousness, and you are going to face eternal death and the judgment of Hades.
想要混的基督徒，你现在睁开眼睛。他说，如果你是混的话，也许有一点点机会，但是上了天你会哀哭切齿，不能进那个城。
If you would just like to be on so-called Christian by name, then please know, then you are going to cry and gnashing your teeth, and you couldn't enter the city.
这边是因为因信称义真正得救的基督徒才有办法进入的。
And the table above is the one who were justified by faith. We are the overcomers.
如果我们是个得胜者的话，这有各样的上帝的报答在鼓励我们。
And all the rewards are listed for those overcomers.
不一定上帝就是按照这种 algorithm 这样子的来每一个跟你计较。
And God may not go through this type of list to bargain with you.
但是他知道人会问这个问题。
And however, he knew people will ask this question.
人家说我要做什么事才能够得救。
And because people will ask, what shall I do in order to be saved?
那我跟从你，那我还要得什么？
And people say, if I follow you, then what am I going to get in the future?
就像这些小孩子、哦、我听话那爸爸你要给我什么
And just like the kids they follow you and say daddy if I listen to you what good am I going to get
这就是当时候跟从耶稣那个半跟不跟的这些人提到的问题那耶稣也回答他了
And they are the followers who couldn't truly devote their heart in following Jesus and ask this type of questions and Jesus answered them
你看那个彼得那个带头的使徒他就问哎哎耶稣耶稣哎我们吧已经撇下所有的跟从你了那我能得什么
So right here the lead disciple Peter said to Jesus We have left everything to follow you What then will there be for us
耶稣也一点都不含糊告诉他说你们几个人将会坐在十二个宝座上面审判以色列十二个支派凡是所有基督徒任何愿意为我付出的必须要得百倍要并且来世得永生
And Jesus answered him firmly Truly tell you At the renewal of all things When the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne You who have followed me Will also sit on 12 thrones Judging 12 tribes of Israel
但是你也许会问难道基督教信仰就是根据这样的一个赏赐然后干点好事如果 不赏赐就不干好事
And you may say Is it Christian? Is it following by whatever you do Then you will get rewarded Is that your only motivation?
其实这个是上帝给我们的一个承诺跟应许也是鼓励我们的
And actually this is just merely a promise of God Trying to encourage us
真正最高级的还没有跟大家提到
Actually there is a higher level Which I haven't mentioned to you
Highest level 你想达到最高层的时候你想你会得什么吗
Do you know if what you're going to get If you reach the highest level Do you want to know
圣经上面告诉我们居然是这个
Could you believe what GodAnd promise us
来请读哥林多前书二章九节
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9
来请读神为
God has prepared for those who love him is something that eyes haven't seen ears haven't heard andMan hasn't conceived.
就是所有的基督徒里面最让上帝高兴的这一种人叫做爱他的人。
And the highest level that please God most is those who love God.
然后对于这样的人上帝要给他什么呢
And to those type of people, what God is going to prepare for them?
上帝就是说
God said,
我不告诉你。
I won't tell you.
有没有两个男女要结婚的
Can you imagine if a man and woman they are about to get married?
我说 George 啊，那个我假设我 play Michelle 啊。
I imagine I'm Michelle and I'm going to say to George.
George, 我结婚以后我会帮你洗衣服啊，会收厨房。你薪水有百分之多少要给我
Michelle say to George and George I'm going to do laundry I'm going to wash dishes for you and how much percentage of salary you're going to give to me
那 George 就跟米夏讲，以后那个垃圾呢，那个weekday 啊，我会去倒。
And and George will say to Michelle, then well, I will dump the garbage during weekday.
啊，那你可不可以对我温柔一点
？And however, can you treat me more gently, more kindly?
哪里有相爱的人去谈论这种？
Can you imagine those two people in love? They will calculate things like that.
这么无聊、这么无趣的条件。
And could you, can you imagine people will give such a ridiculous requirement?
他就只会说我以后怎么样？我不告诉你。
Only two people who truly love one another only say to each other, "I'm going to give you something better," and yet I'm going to not going to tell you.
那就是说。你从来不会想到我将会怎么样的，要永远的陪着你爱你，我不告诉你。
I'm going to do something you couldn't imagine. I'm going to be with you forever.
哎，这是上帝能够给到最好。他说，你怎么想，你都不能想得到，我会怎么样的祝福你，我会怎么样的爱你，因为将最宝贵的，将最最珍贵的奖赏去给那个最宝贵的人，那是不需要谈论的。
What God has in store for those people who love Him is, I'm not going to tell you. When we give the most treasured thing to the other person, we won't tell the person.
所以我们跟 summarize 一下，我们对于上帝的 motivation， 最低层次的，至少还可以得奖赏。
We should understand our priority and our attitude towards God. At least the lowest level, we should.Look for the rewards.
对老中开始有点笑。
And perhaps it will play some effect to Chinese.
你知道为什么华人这么少人投入宣教，还有跨文化宣教？因为我们不感觉 incentive.
You know why that we Chinese send very few missionary in cross-culture type of setting? Because we feel there is no incentive.
那但是如果在被神的爱感动。
And however, if we are further pushed by God's love,
我们又开始多一些的愿意。
We want to devote a little bit more.
然后又再看到这是为了上帝的荣耀。
Then we know this is for the glory of God.
然后也发现这是爱人多么美好的一件事。
And we understand what beautiful thing it is to love others.
只是刚才跟大家提到最高级。上帝最喜欢，然后最讲不清楚的。
And however, there is a highest level which cannot be expressed by words.
就是爱神。
That is to love God.
这样的一种今生跟永生的关系。
To this causal and effect.
是我今天要跟大家分享的重点。
This is the very thing I would like to share with you today.
一定要有一个未来。永恒天国观和上帝怎么样的祝福他所爱的儿女，而这个在使得我们这一生不再是过一个以自我中心的猫的神学的基督徒。
Because of our understanding of our future and our understanding how God wished to bless His children, it will turn our value system around, so we no longer have a theology of cat.
天堂不知道用什么图画来看。
I don't know what picture I should give for paradise.
在1990年，我要带太太孩子第一次去上海的时候。
Our first journey when I bring my wife and kid to Shanghai.
总共只有八天。
We could only stay there for 8 days.
第一次去，总共只有八天。
The very first time when we went there, we only spent 8 days.
我因此跟旅行社讲好，我也有3-4天去游苏杭。
And I say to the travel agent that I would like to spend 3-4 days to have a tour in 苏州、杭州。
因为中国人讲上有天堂，下有苏杭。
Because according to Chinese saying, there's a paradise in heaven, and yet there's also 杭州 and 苏州 on earth.
天堂太遥远，苏杭马上就可能。
And paradise in heaven is so far away, and yet Hangzhou and Suzhou, they are reachable.
所以跟旅行社讲好了，到了上海以后，接下来的三四天我们就要去苏杭。
And therefore, I told the travel agent once I stay in Shanghai for three days, and I'm going to spend time in Suzhou and Hangzhou.
有一天我在开车的时候
，While one day when I was driving,
突然上帝跟我讲一句话。
And all of a sudden, God spoke a word inspired in my heart.
他说你苏杭不要去了。
And he said to me, you no longer need to go to 苏州、杭州。
他说这一次你苏杭不要去。
And this time, don't go to 苏州、杭州。
我那时候迟疑了一下。
And I hesitate for a moment.
我就打电话告诉太太。
And then I made the call to my wife.
我说主说这次苏杭不要去。
And I said to her, the Lord said to me, we should not go to 苏州、杭州 this time.
可能我们应该待在家里。
Perhaps we should stay in our home.
可不可以？
Should we do that? Can we do that?
她说好吧。
And she agreed.
然后我又打电话给旅行社。
Then I made a phone call to travel agent.
说对不起，我们苏杭那一段。可不可以我们取消
And I say I need to apologize. May we cancel the trip to 苏州、杭州？
已经出发要靠出发的日期已经很近了。
And actually, we are about to take off for the journey just a few days before.
然后那个电话那一端就告诉我。
And then what I heard from the other end of telephone,
他早就把你取消了。
I said, I have already canceled your trip.
我说谁跟你去就这么就要取消
And I was surprised. I said, I didn't tell you to cancel the trip.
他说那个没有 confirm 就取消了。
He said, well, if you didn't confirm, we are going to cancel your trip.
啊，我说好。
And I said, all right, then, thank you.
原来上帝把我取消了。
And I realized actually God has canceled the trip for me.
他先 cancel 然后才跟问我好不好。
He canceled the trip first and then he asked me.
因为我之后到了那边，我有八天的时间跟我的家人周家住在那边的老家的人传讲福音。我的大伯父、我的奶奶、伯母、我的堂弟，都在那一次都觉知信主。
And I had precious time when I was in Shanghai. I spent 8 days with my family member whom I have never seen. And end up that time, my uncle, my nephew.And my grandma, they all believe in the Lord. They are saved.
我到今天杭州都还没去过。
And even up to today, I haven't been to 杭州。
但是我只要重要的不是去苏杭，我重要的是弟兄姊妹要进天堂啊。
And you know, going to 杭州 is not that important in comparing of bringing someone to paradise.
今天要跟大家分享的。不同信念了解的基督徒，你就会产生你不同的人生价值，以及你在今生的生活。
If you have a different theology, you will result different lifestyle on this earth.
你的付出再也不一样。
Your devotion will be different.
你的付出，今生的付出，也影响你在永恒。里面上帝给你奖赏。
Your devotion today will result into a different type of rewards in heaven, given and prepared by God.
我跟大家今天分享的就是猫狗奖赏大不同。
So the rewards of cat and dog they are quite different.
今生怎么会比永恒长呢？
And how could this temporal life be longer than eternity?
为主的付出一定会得到报偿。
That whatever you have given for the Lord, you will receive a reward for sure.
在1998年的长江旁边
along Yangtze River, 1998,
那个时候长江水患
and at the time there was a great flood.
我带了洛杉矶教会$10,000到了长江那附近的教会去赈灾
I brought $10,000 from LA Church.To a church alongside of Yangtze River, that time.
那时候中华福音
to help them.
中华福音团契的同工带我去到江边去慰问灾民，慰问弟兄姊妹。
At the time, the organization of Chinese Evangelistic mission brought me to the house along Yangtze River, try to comfort them and give them help.
到了一家的门口，他们的家就像，当然这个不是 exactly 是这样的一个图片，但是啊，水退了之后，那个有一个家的一个啊主妇，家庭主妇就跟我用湖北话跟我很兴奋的分享。
And this may not be the exact picture, but when the flood subsided, I visited one house, and the housewife in that house used Hebei language, Hubei language, trying to communicate with me.
她讲得很兴奋，我听不懂啊，她是翻译。
And she was so excited, trying to express what she was about to say, and I couldn't understand, so I need a translator.
然后她会翻译给我听的故事是这样。
And so after translation, this is the story I've heard.
她说她丈夫，她满脸笑容，满脸激动。她说她丈夫两个礼拜以前才过世。
She was so excited. She said, "My husband just passed away 2 weeks ago."
我想她现在这个丈夫一定很糟糕的，现
在
太好兴奋
了。I thought to myself, "This must be a very terrible husband for this wife." Was so excited, so happy.
因为也差不太多。
And because perhaps it's similar to the fact.
原来她丈夫在两年前卧病得癌症。
And actually, it turns out her husband has suffered cancer and was laying on sickbed for 2 years.
他信主大概也是啊，可能信主两年吧。这个丈夫大概，但是后来得癌症等等。
And the husband just believed in the Lord for about 2 years and then suffered cancer.
然后就在这个一个月前，她丈夫做了被在梦里面。提到天上去。
And just 1 month before the flood, the husband had a dream that he was lifted to heaven.
然后上帝让他看到他自己在天上的那个房间，那个房间呢是一个很平很普通，什么东西都没有。
And God has revealed the residence he is about to have in heaven.It's a very flat place, and there is no furniture.
只有一个桌子上面有一本圣经。
And there is nothing but one table with a Bible on top of it.
上帝跟他说。
And God said to him,
你信我两年了。
That you have believed in me for 2 years.
你什么事都没有为我做。
You haven't done anything for me.
我想我们中间，你信主多久了？
And now I'm going to ask you all, how long have you believed in the Lord?
然后你又为上帝做了什么吗
？And what have you done？
你现在在 Poughkeepsie 住的房子可能很大。
And perhaps you live in a big house in Poughkeepsie。
但是你知道，你换一个地方，你那个地方，你的 barren 是长什么样？你有概念吗
？But however, if you change the border to go to another kingdom, do you know what your bedroom looks like？
然后上帝就跟他讲了。
And then God continued to say to him，
我现在给你一个机会。
Now I'm going to give you an opportunity。
我现在带你去你同村，他们同教会的。他说，另外一个老头，我要带你去看他的房子。
And now I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to show you another house, which is the old man of your next town.
他看了，结果那个老头的房子跟他差不多，也是几乎没什么东西。
And once he saw the place, the place is similar to his, so like has nothing in there.
他说，我现在给你一个机会，你要为我做一件事情。
And God said, I'm going to give you one opportunity. You need to do something for me.
警告你那个同村的老头，就是他的房子跟你一样，你回去警告他，告诉他。他脾气很坏，我要他改。
And I'm going to give you a job. You need to warn the person next town that he has really bad temper. You need to ask him to change.
啊，我们中间有没有什么脾气不太好的
？Is there anyone who has bad temper among us?
他说还有另外一件事。
And not only that.
我现在在带你去看另外一家。
I'm going to show you another residence.
他去了另外一个地方，哇，那个不得了，那个美轮美奂的一个地方。
And then he saw the house, the place, very very beautiful and gorgeous.
然后上帝跟他说，这一个是你们教会、你们村子的长老的未来天上的房子。
And God said to him, "This is the house I have prepared for the elder of your church."
你回去以后，你还有两个礼拜时间。
Once you return back to Earth, you still have 2 weeks.
你要把这样我告诉你的信息告诉他们。
You need to pass on these messages to them.
他醒过来以后不太敢讲。
And once he was awake, he was terrified, and he didn't want to share the message.
他最后呢，可能用写字把这个情况告诉了他太太。
And finally, he wrote down what he had seen and told and to his wife.
然后他那个就过两礼拜，他过世了，那个水退下来了，然后他的棺木才，他才尸体遗体才离开了那个他原来的家。
And only 2 weeks later, the flood subsided, and finally they were able to prepare his body and put him in coffin and move away.
而那一个的当地的湖北教会就带我去看那这个长老。
And then the local Hubei church brought me to see the elder, which was mentioned in the message.
他那个教会的长老住的地方就像这种地方。
And the elder lived a place just like this.
当然那个时候去的时候他不在家，那个水已经退了。
When I visited the place, the water has subsided.
然后他们就指给我看，他说你看那个水啊，那个时候淹淹到这么高。
And The others show me, Pastor Chow, you see the watermark was up to almost to the ceiling.
他说，然后他们用湖北话跟我说，他说我们没有停止聚会，他们以为我是上级指导员。
And the brothers and sisters, they say to me, we didn't stop meeting, we still holding gathering together, and people thought we are some sort of directors.
他们以为我是上级的领导，然后他就报告我们说我们没有停止聚会。
They thought I have sent by high authority of the church, so they reported to me we didn't cease gathering, we continue to meet under in God's name.
原来他们是洪水来的时候，大水来的时候，他们都搬离了家，但是礼拜三他们就划小船来到这里，所以他们说礼拜三祷告会我们没有缺席，礼拜五查经我们也回来了，礼拜天我们也来这边做礼拜了，我们没有停止聚会。
So the brother and sister said to me, we didn't stop gathering, even though we have water, we need to go to another dry land, but on Wednesday when we have a prayer meeting, we row the boat to here, we have prayer meeting on FridayWe rowed the boat here to have a small group Bible study. On Sunday, we rowed the boat back here to hold Sunday worship.
所以我看到一件事情，我回来以后给我很大的刺激。美国没有洪水。
So I was deeply moved, and I realized there's no flood in America.
美国洛杉矶没有水灾。
There is no water, even much rain in LA.
但是如果家里水龙头漏水
，And however, if we have a dripping problem in our household,
如果我们感冒鼻子漏水
，If we have a dripping water from our nose,
可能就不会参加聚会
，Then we will stop meeting.
何等的差距
，What the difference?
但是这个见证深深在我心里面
，And however, this testimony impressed in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，未来是真实的。
Dear brothers and sisters, future is real.
现在
Eternity is real.
现在你已经知道猫狗奖赏大不同。
And now you know the reward of cat and dog is different.
现在是你做个决定的时候。
And now is the time for you to make a decision.
愿你从此再也不一样。
May you be different from now on.
愿你我从此离开华人中产阶级自我中心的规划一生。
May we now no longer be the same as ever before, that how we live a self-centered life.
将这一生活得精彩。
And may we have a good life today.
半年前我来看我父亲。
About half a year ago, I came to New York to see my father.
感谢主，他那个时候又从昏迷中间醒过来。
Praise the Lord, he was awake out of his coma.
我那个时候醒来以后，迫不及待跟他讲了。
And once he became awake, I couldn't wait and tell him a message.
我简单跟他讲的就是今天主要的信息，简单就是这样说：爸爸，你要预备，你如何在那一个世界。是否有上帝给你的奖赏？
The message I shared with him was the exact condensed version of today. I want to tell my father, whatever you do today will affect your life in heaven.
你我到底在地上有多少时间，我们并不清楚。
How much time do we have on this earth? We don't know.
但是知道一件事，今生如何，你看待永恒，那永恒就如何收割。
If we have a correct view about the eternity, then we are going to manage our life differently, and we are going to have reward and harvest in the future.
现在愿意你我安静，我们一起祷告。
May we quiet our hearts right now. May we have a time of prayer.
天父，我们求主你自己亲自指教我们。
And Lord, may you instruct and guide us.
让我们真知道永恒的真实。
So that we can truly understand the reality of eternity.
你的应许是真的。
Your promise is true.
你的心意是好的。
Your willingness is good. Your will is good.
我们还有机会的。
We do still have opportunity.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
主，你现在鼓励所有主爱之家的弟兄姊妹。
And Lord, may you encourage all the brothers and sisters in the house of Christ's love.
从那自我中心的人生观。
So that we may step out of the self-centeredness.
进入以上帝荣耀的永恒观。
To be with the viewpoint of being with God.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.